I got the numbers yesterday for both Sound of Music and White Christmas. From August 20th, when we opened Sound of Music, to the end of the year, there were almost 26,000 people through our doors in just those two shows. And
wow,
the company had a tremendous growth that the company has never seen. And it's a lot to do with the shows that were chosen. Sound of Music is a classic, and mm-hmm. White Christmas is a classic. But I think it had a lot to do. Sound of Music was not only great for the theater, but it was a great commercial for the theater, because so many new people came through our doors. They were tantalized by the wonderful commercial that we put together with Adam Dodd. We went up to Chatham and shot the mm-hmm. commercial like if it were Julie Andrews in the Swiss mountains or Swiss
yes.
Alps. And so many people caught that as we now do TV spots up in Northern Virginia and Prince William County. And so we had people just flowing in to see the Sound of Music. And in turn, when you get them in the seats and they see such a great show, well, then they want to come back and see what's next. So yeah, we reaped the benefits of the following show, White Christmas, which just was charming as well. So so here we are going into 2026, and I hope we can replicate these last 2 years, because they've been wonderful.
26,000, though, from August.
In just two shows.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first came to Riverside, you know, 30,000 people was like, wow, that was a lot of people for the year.
Right.
And this year will probably be somewhere between 60,000-70,000 people through our doors, adding the other four shows. So that doesn't include Jesus Christ Superstar or To Kill a Mockingbird or the Heartbreak
yeah.
Hotel,
which were big.
We're pretty big, yeah.
Shows
and
too.
the only bump, not for any artistic reasons, because it was beautiful, but. Next to Normal just did not catch on. I think that it was a show that maybe was, you know, a little difficult material-wise, and people, you know, didn't maybe want to be faced with issues that dealt with mental health. I don't know, but
the
cast was outstanding. The music was outstanding. So artistically, it was a huge success, but as far as putting the people in the seats, it was not. So... but we were able to pick up the pieces and march into the fall
yeah.
and the winter and come out, you know, on the other side. So, you know, most nonprofit theaters in this country they're happy when they break even. And I know a business person doesn't like that. What do you aim to break even? That's not what you do. But as a nonprofit, you don't want to be pulling in, you know, exorbitant profits.
Yeah.
But for our first 2 years as a nonprofit, Riverside has come out in the black with a little bit of a cushion, which is really, really
yeah.
good, because that doesn't happen much in the performing arts. So especially with the extenuating costs that it, you know, people don't realize that to put on one show, it's in the range of, you know, almost 400 to 500 grand. And that's on the modest side. Other theaters spend a lot more.
Yeah,
so,
no, and it depends. I look at some of these shows, especially when you have a bigger cast
mm-hmm.
and then you have more support. And you just
yeah.
you just sit there and you look around and, you know, people are running the lights and the sound and the behind backstage. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot of people working in Riverside.
Yeah.
So, but we are happily, you know, we're making payroll. We're paying our bills and then some. And I think that's it's a great thing for a theater. This will be our 28th season starting with our next shows.